I go through the motions for the rest of the day. We drive to the grocery store. We eat lunch at my husband's parents' house. The children bike around the lake. We drink coffee on our way back from our walk. I bite into a piece of chocolate filled with raspberry. I fasten a button on my husband's shirt. We eat dinner. We all play a board game together. But I'm not really present. I choose fruits and vegetables at random. I take the wrong exit at the roundabout on my way to my in-laws. I'm almost hit by a car because I'm looking the wrong way on the road to the lake. I forget to drink my coffee, which ends up going cold on the kitchen counter. I bite my tongue so hard as I'm eating my chocolate that its taste mixes with that of the blood in my mouth. I prick myself several times with a needle to see if I'm still capable of feeling something. I burn myself on purpose as I cook the meal. I never know when it's my turn to play. But I smile. I tell my husband that I'm tired, and it's true. I'm exhausted. The pressure, my doubts, the waiting, everything has come crashing down. All that remains is immense fatigue. The children are finally asleep. My husband stayed in their bedroom a little longer than usual. Did he say a few words to prepare them for the change that's about to occur in our family? Did he read them a book meant to help children cope with separation, about parents who get divorced but continue to love their two children very much? Or did he recount the history of France, like when they were little? Did he tell them about how Napoleon abandoned Josephine for a younger woman? I'm sitting on the bed, waiting. I hear the water running and I can barely breathe. I place my hand in front of my nose to check whether I'm still breathing. I don't know how to act. I'm not sure how to take in oxygen from the air as I inhale, nor how to emit carbon dioxide as I exhale. My husband comes out of the shower. I emerge from my apnea. He's wearing the faded shirt he's used as a pajama shirt for years, and his boxers with the ocean motifs. The irony. My husband will finally end our marriage while wearing a shirt for his favorite rugby team and ridiculous fish-patterned boxers. I didn't think he would be cruel enough to end our 15 years of shared life in our bedroom on a Sunday night like any other. I didn't think he would leave me while not wearing pants. But then again, where else would he do it? It's not like he was going to invite me to dinner in town to ask for a divorce or bring up separating between two games of tennis. Nor could I expect him to put on a suit to tell me he's met someone else. My husband sits down next to me. He grabs both of my hands in his and makes a small, compact ball. The gravity of the gesture consoles me a little. We're at the edge of the bed. This is where we sit for our serious talks. Never again will we have these nightly conversations, these impromptu executive councils in which we decide on how to ask for the advance my editor still owes me, or whether to buy a gaming console for our son. This conversation at the edge of the bed will be our last, but at least I'm aware of it, so it will be imbued with the rare beauty of an intentional last time. I want to cut him off. Tell him that I know, that I'm ready, that I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. But I can't manage to make a single sound. My husband is thinking, contemplating the right words. In everyday life, he speaks more freely, but when he has something important to say, he always takes his time. That's precisely what he's doing now. He concentrates, retreats slightly, gauges the distance, gathers the necessary energy, and finally takes the plunge. There's something I wanted to talk to you about. I don't know how to broach it. I've been thinking about it for a while now. Maybe you've picked up on it. We're both turning 40 this year. The children have grown up. They've grown up so fast. So I said to myself, it's now or never. What would you say to growing our family? A third child. What do you think? I hear myself answer yes. I see myself kiss him. I'm wild with joy. My husband loves me. I have to stop rifling through his things, recording him, punishing him. I nestle against him, drunk with happiness over the ultimate proof of love he's just given me, and certain of the positive changes I'll put into effect starting tomorrow morning. That's what Mondays are for. I close my eyes, cradled by my husband's oceanic breathing, and my thighs start to itch. I ignore the signal. I bury my face in the pillow. I twist the covers between my legs and refuse to scratch. But the itching spreads slowly to my head, my arms, my stomach.